So the question was asked, if you have a cup of coffee and you add to that cup cold milk, does that cup become milchik? So we're talking on the level of bidyevet. We're not asking what should you ideally do. We're asking what happens if you did it. What you should ideally do, we'll also try to cover. So let's go one step at a time, okay? Number one, the glass of coffee is a kli sheni, meaning you boiled the water in one vessel and you poured it into the cup, right? Assuming you didn't take one of those heat elements and put them in your cup, so then traditionally, I mean, the standard way of making coffee, so your glass is now a kli sheni. When you add cold milk to kli sheni, that's not going to do anything to the cup. So, no, your cup does not become milchik, and that's why most of our cups are not milchik or fleishik. We delineate, we have the cups in which we'll eat meat food, if you want broth, if you want soup, chicken soup, you'll put it in your fleishik cup, and if you want a cup of coffee, you do it in your milchik cup. But technically, most of our cups aren't really fleishik or milchik, because most of our use is with the cup being a kli sheni. Now, sometimes you'll take soup, fleishik soup, with a ladle out of a pot, and then pour it into the cup. And that's not clear whether the ladle, which keeps going from the soup to the cup, whether that is considered like a middle vessel, whether the cup is now considered a kli shlishi, is it the third vessel? Or do we say that being that the ladle sits there immersed in the hot soup, so then it's like a continuation, it's as though you poured it from the soup into the cup. And if you pour directly, so what you have is also irui kli rishon. Irui kli rishon means the pouring from the first vessel into the second vessel. So that we have with our cups. If you boil water in a kettle and then you pour it into the cup, so then you have irui kli rishon. Ordinarily, you're pouring water. So that's not milchik or fleishik. But what happens if you pour in soup? Or you want to pour in milchik porridge. You made yourself porridge with milk. So there you have a situation where you have a kli rishon, which is milchik, being poured into a kli sheni, right? So you don't have a kli sheni, you have irui kli rishon, the pouring from a first vessel into a second vessel. So irui kli rishon, it's a machlokes. We generally say that irui kli rishon, the pouring from a first vessel, only gives over flavor kedei klipa, the thickness of a peel. How thick is that? That's a good question. It's not too thick. The problem is that our cups are usually ceramic. If you have a glass cup, that's one question. But our ceramic cup, the glaze is mixed in with the earthenware, and it's not the type of glaze the Talmud was talking about. The Talmud spoke about a thick glaze that was a standalone that really would convert a ceramic cup to being a glass cup. Our ceramic cups, the glaze is so thin, and the glaze is really very often mixed with the ceramic, and even if it isn't mixed, it's glazed in a way that's so thin that it's hard to say that we'll treat it as glass. So we treat it as ceramic. And there you start having an issue of milchik and a fleishik kli. Now, most people don't really eat milchik porridge in their cups. Most people don't really pour from soup in their pot into their cups. And that's why most people, most of the time, have their cups being, we call them milchik and fleishik because we're not supposed to use the same vessel for meat and milk, but really, we don't really have cups. It's a rarity that you'll have a cup that really absorbed fleishik, that really absorbed meat or milk. It's rare. You don't cook in a cup, and if you're pouring in, you usually don't pour directly something that's milchik or fleishik. Saying that's not so common, that you'll pour directly into the cup, that you start having that irui kli rishon at best. So that's point number one. So that's why when you have a cup that's a kli sheni already, so then you have nothing doing. You add milk to that cup, so you certainly have nothing doing. So there you're okay. Now we go on to a separate issue, which is a question of glass cups. Technically, the Shulchan Aruch says glass doesn't absorb, doesn't give flavor, doesn't absorb flavor. It's smooth and nothing goes in or out. Ashkenazim don't take that custom. The Rama says we do treat glass as though it absorbs. We have separate glass cups for meat or milk. The only issue is that not all Ashkenazim have that custom. Some Ashkenazim go like the Rama. Some Ashkenazim really treat glass as though it absorbs, and they have separate glass cups, etc. And other Ashkenazim do not. The question comes up when it comes to glassware, if you want Pyrex, do you need a separate Pyrex? The problem with Pyrex is, first of all, there are different types of Pyrex. There are different types. What? Pyrex is a strong glass that you could bake in, that you could put in the oven. So it's the name of a brand, but they have Pyrex and Duralex, and they have a few different companies, and they're not all made the same. Some of them are really made the same way as earthenware. It's a new type of technology. So there, each one has to ask their local Orthodox rabbi. Now, what about our glass cups? So many Ashkenazim will have separate glass cups for meat and milk, the way it says in their Amma. There are select communities that never accepted that custom. The Yekis use the same glass cups for meat and milk. They can serve with the same glass cups in both meals.
Put straight up flesh or milk in the same cup.
Correct. Wow. You clean it in between, obviously. Yeah. But the assumption is that just like the Shulchan Aruch says, that glass does not absorb. So that's a second leniency with regard to glass. Where when you're asking me if the glass cup would absorb, so even those who do hold like the Ramo, who have separate glass dishes for meat and milk, it's a stringency. It's not that they're saying glass is as absorbent as earthenware, but rather they've accepted the stringency of using glass separately. But it's on a level of astringency. It's not the base halacha. Okay?